The Benefit of Loving Myself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today, The Benefit of Loving Myself. The word ego has been bandied about recently, and it has always been coming up. Oh, he's such an egotist, he's so egoistic, he's so one-pointed, he's so for himself. And, you know, that's really not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea at all. A person who loves himself loves all the world in the same way that they love themselves. A person who respects himself respects all the world in the same way that they respect themselves. A person who thinks that they're a very nice person thinks other people are very nice people. Well, not really. Those egotists, he only thinks he's wonderful. He only thinks he's fantastic. Well, is it that you are having difficulty in recognizing that that person is a wonderful person? Because you're not recognizing you're a wonderful person. Whenever we don't recognize that we are not wonderful people, we go about throwing brickbats at other people. We go about saying that they're the bad ones, that they're the ones who are making mistakes. And all the time, it's probably really ourself alone that is making the big mistake. For when we judge other people as being egotists, liking themselves, being for themselves first, me, 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 what we are saying is, why don't they include me? Why don't they include me in their list of friends and their circle of activities and let me be part of their life too? I'd love that. I'd love to be part of their life. Well, think about it. Think about it. How many times have you invited anybody else to be part of your life? How many times have you looked at anybody else and said, hey, you're wonderful? And in your own heart say, you're just like me. I like you. You're like me. You know, you're the kind of person I am. And when they're kind of snotty and they're kind of discourteous and they're kind of unkind to other people, do you look at them and you say, I see the unkindness in you. That must be something that's a reflection in me. Now, that must be something that I am. Oh, my goodness sakes, I better watch myself. Ho, 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 I better watch myself. The more I like myself, the more I will see nice things in other people. The more I like my hair, I will look at other people's hair and say, what lovely hair they have. My, how beautiful it is. Or maybe even not notice it. Just look at the whole face. Just look at the whole picture of the person and say, what a lovely person that is. What a beautiful person. What a glorious person. What a fantastic person. And when you do that, do you know that magic happens to you? Magic happens to me every time I look at another person and see something good about them. I really like to call myself an unconditional lover. That's what I would like to be at all, under all circumstances. And most of the time I am. Most of the time I am. Most of the time I look at other people and I unconditionally love them. I just think they're wonderful. I don't admire people because I'd like to be like them. I admire people because they are so like me and I am so like them. I admire the world not because I'm jealous of it, not because I wish that I were there myself, but rather that I really am there at that point right now, doing that thing right now. As I watch a person walk in front of me, do I ever think, I wonder how I look from behind when I'm walking along? Do I walk with such grace and charm? And then watch how that person has sort of a gait about them. They walk with a sort of feeling of a magic in their feel, in their step, sort of music. They sort of dance along, and I watch my dog. I'm watching my dog when he's playing in front of me, and he's running along, and he has various gaits that he has, like a horse, you know. And sometimes he runs along and he sort of canters along in such a beautiful way, and just glorious to watch him. Other times he sort of wiggles his hind end back and forth. He's walking slowly and he's just sort of not paying any attention to it, but he's just sort of wiggling it back and forth. I said, I wonder, do I wiggle my back end like that too? And the truth is, I do. The truth is, whatever I see in another, in a dog, in a cat, in a man, in a woman, in a child, no matter whom it is, no matter who it is, it's me being reflected. It's me being reflected. I see some pictures of myself when I was down in Nigeria, and I'm talking to people, and I'm doing baptisms and so forth. And as I'm doing this, they have a close-up of the back of my head. The back of my head. Now, the people that I'm baptizing, you can see their face very lovely, and they look beautiful. And then I look at the back of my head and I say, gee, I got curly hair. I got really nice looking hair. Oh, isn't that beautiful? It's silver. I have silver hair. Isn't that lovely? And I really hadn't noticed it before. What I thought before was they didn't get the front of me. They didn't get the front of my face. You know, they didn't see who I really was. And of course, they didn't. But they did see an aspect of me that I hadn't thought of seeing. They got the back of me. They got the back of my head. And what beautiful hair. Oh, come on, Herb, get off of it. No. What beautiful. And you know what happens? I go around looking at other people's hair now differently. I look at other people's hair and I say, wow, what beautiful hair Ellen has. Just look at the way it sort of just sort of happily has that lovely curl to it here and there, and sort of one hair likes to fall down over the front of her face, just like Gertrude. The hair sometimes likes to fall across the front of Gertrude's face, and she used to fight it before. And now Gertrude had someone say to her, apparently, Gertrude, when the hair falls into the front, on the front of your face, you look so gosh, so wonderful, so beautiful, you just look gorgeous. And then Gertrude stopped wiping the hair away from the front of her face. She just left it there. And she said, aren't I gorgeous? Aren't I beautiful? And she is. And Ellen, she then sort of brushing the hair away from the forehead too. And it would fall down there just naturally. And the hair would fall down and say, Ellen, I want you to look your most beautiful, so I'm going to fall down in front of your forehead. And Ellen, by habit and by thought that she should not have that hair fall down, she didn't want it there, she wanted it up above, she brushes it up, and she thinks it's not nice to have it fall down. And then some person who Ellen feels a great deal of respect for, her comment, or their comment about what good-looking hair should be, says, Ellen, I have worked for hours to try to get my hair to fall like yours does. Yours falls so naturally right over your forehead there, and it looks just lovely, almost going over your eye, and it really looks quite beautiful. Oh, I wish I had that ability to do that. And Ellen said, Billy, I've been trying to get rid of it. Here, take it. And you see, we don't always appreciate how wonderful we are. But when we go around loving other people and respecting other people and looking at other people and thinking good things about other people, then what happens? Then we begin to realize that we have some of those same glorious traits in ourselves. What we see in others is what we are in ourselves. And so when we love ourselves, when we think that we are very wonderful, the benefit of loving ourselves is that I begin to realize I am really nice. And then that's what I see in other people. That's what I see in the world around me. That's what I see in life. It's lovely. It's fantastic. It's glorious. It's magnificent. Oh my goodness. The benefit of loving myself. Such wonderful benefits that come from it. If I would just take advantage of it and really enjoy it all the time and know that it is mine to have any time I want. Today I'm going to really appreciate the fact that I do love myself, and I do have gorgeous hair. And I look at other people and I think, my, how beautiful that is, how wonderful their face is, how wonderful their walk is. I look at Rex and I see his tail end wiggle back and forth, and I think he's just lollygagging along. And then I see him get a little interest in something, and he perks up, and he sort of has a nice canter, and he walks with a lovely gait. And I think, oh, that's what I do. When I'm moving along with a little more interest in life, I have a lovely gait. I have a lovely walk. I have a lovely dance with my footsteps. How beautiful that is. And then I look at other people and I say, my, I hadn't really noticed how wonderful they walk. How beautiful they are as they walk along. How glorious they are. And truly they are. My reflection. Yes. The benefit of loving myself. I love everybody. Really, it's wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.